few movies, take a few notes.
It was fun.
Got some money burning a hole in your pocket from that fat tax return you're getting back this year? I have a great way to help you spend it. Head over to Capital Costumes on Etsy. Etsy.com/shop/Capital Costumes. CAPITOLCOSTUMES. And pick up a sweet 3D printed horror, video game, or just pop culture in general, piece of artwork. The stuff is the best. So again, go to Etsy.com/shop/Capital Costumes. CAPITOLCOSTUMES. Tell them I sent you. And use the code XHRPODCAST for 15% off your order.
What is up, Goreheads, and welcome to another episode of the Extreme Horror Replay Podcast. And today, sitting with me to my left is my awesomely stunning wife, Nancy. I am Ben, and today we have our second Patreon pick from Kirk at a podcast on Elm Street. But before we dig into this movie, we are going to give you our Would You Rather. And this time it is my turn to hit her up with the Would You Rather. So, hun, here is my Would You Rather.
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. I hope this is a good one. Would you rather pee a ping pong ball or or poop a bowling ball?
I don't think either one of those would be feasible without like medical intervention.
Saying it is.
I would pee the ping pong ball if I didn't shit myself for the rest of my life.
You're sure about that?
I may possibly be pissing myself for the rest of my life. I don't know.
That could very well damage some.
You know,
you have passed 5 kids through your loins.
That's right.
So there's a very distinct possibility that only peeing a ping pong ball would be easier than pooping a bowling ball.
You do know that there's 3 holes.
No, I know the difference between the 3, but
I would say, oh my gosh.
See, you mocked me.
No, I did. I remember I had that kidney stone.
Yeah, and that hurt.
Yeah, it did. But bowling ball?
Okay, for conversation's sake, then, we'll say that the bowling ball is at least...
Could it be a bocce ball? Or a Canadian bowling ball?
Okay, for conversation's sake, we'll say that the bowling ball, or pooping whatever ball you are, is at least soft and malleable, but it is the same size as a bowling ball. And for conversation's sake, we'll say it's an 8-pound bowling ball, the smallest available.
That doesn't help. I would rather do neither.
Nope. You got to pick one.
They're both going to be extremely painful. I guess the bowling ball in the butt, because you could get that all surgically fixed.
You couldn't fix your urethra?
I'm sure you could, but you wouldn't have to if you're shooting a bowling ball.
Okay. All right. I mean, that's fine.
But I should say this. The urethra on a woman is a lot more sensitive, so they would probably prefer the bowling ball. Not that I would ever
Now, how do you know the urethra on a woman is more sensitive than a man's?
Because I'm a woman.
But you've never had a man's urethra.
You saw that episode of Seinfeld.
Which Kramer one?
Kramer had a kidney stone.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's bad for you. It's bad for a woman.
There's a lot more tubing to a man.
We would have to investigate whether or not a man's urethra is smaller than a woman's.
Maybe not bigger or smaller, but there's a lot more length.
I honestly, I would rather wear diapers for pooping than diapers for peeing.
Okay.
Because I gotta pee a whole lot more often than pooping.
Okay, for you, yes.
All right, that's my answer.
So you're pooping the bowling ball.
If I must, yeah. I'm going to name it Ben.
If you're going to name it, does that mean you're keeping it?
No. I ain't keeping you.
You're just going to flush me down the toilet?
That's right.
All right, fine.
You're gone.
All right. I think, yeah, I'm pooping the bowling ball.
You are such a follower.
A follower. Get the fuck out of here. I'm pooping the bowling ball because I'm pretty regular, so.
You made me do, like, an intense deep dive into why I would be doing it. We need more of an explanation from you.
All right. I have fairly regular bowel movements.
All right, so let's say you're walking down the street and you shit your pants because you got a bowling ball. That's going to be better?
I don't think you're shitting. I think you can probably control when you're
shitting. I'm pretty sure that if you shit a bowling ball, you're not going to be able to control anything that comes out after that.
I think you're going to be able to control. So you're saying the aftermath?
Did we specify if this is a Canadian bowling ball or?
Okay, since this is Mark's pick, or Kark's pick, I'm sorry. Since this is Kark's pick for the movie, yes, we'll go with the Canadian bowling ball.
Okay.
What the fuck is up with the Canadian bowling ball? Why is it so goddamn small?
I don't know, but I really feel that I would have difficulty passing either.
Okay, but like the Canadian bowling ball is what, like,
yeah,
3 pounds maybe?
Yeah, it's just like hand size.
Kark, what the fuck is up with the Canadians and their bowling?
It's the size of a good boob.
You snorted last episode. I'm snorting this time. Okay, fine. Then I'm definitely going with the Canadian bowling ball and shitting that one out.
Well, of course.
I mean, my normal shits are like that anyway, so.
Well, yeah. You're constipated. You've been through that pain. And you could always get it, like, surgically fixed.
Okay.
I know that you could do that with.
Okay. So, final answer?
Bowling ball.
Canadian bowling ball. Okay. Yeah. So, Kirk, what the fuck is up with the Canadian bowling balls? Why are they so small? And why do they only use 5 pins? Like,
that's not really bowling.
No. You're supposed to use 10 pins and at least an 8-pound ball.
We've seen Degrassi. We know.
Degrassi Jr. Hi.
Those ain't bowling balls.
Like she said, it's a bocce ball. Oh, our dogs are barking. Dogs are knocking on the door. Anyway, okay, so the movie that Kark, our patron, why do I always say it that way? The movie that we picked, or the
You're thinking about bocce balls.
Bocce ball. The movie that Kark, our patron, picked was Dumplings from 2004, scores a 6.7 on IMDb.
Kark, you are a freak. You have something wrong with you.
Now, I will say that Kark and Brooke covered this movie way back in November of 21. And after we record this tomorrow, I will have to go back and listen to
it. I want to listen to it, what their cover is, because this is on the extreme side. Maybe not like Faces of Death or...
Faces of Death was fake, but...
But this is fake. This is not real.
What? Okay. I would not say this is on the level of, like, Cannibal Holocaust. It is controversial.
Yeah, yeah.
But in terms of gore and violence, I would definitely not say.
Right. And you never did the gore? Did you do the gore? Oh, yeah, I did. I would say for this one, though, there's not a whole lot of violence.
No. We're doing the gore score early?
No, I'm just thinking ahead.
Okay. All right. So, yes, the movie that Kark picked for his Patreon pick is Dumplings. Again, from 2004, 6.7 on IMDb.
I will give Kark this. We watched the movie from start to finish.
Yes.
So that we could see how it ended. And that is positive. Very positive with us because
that's
we're
a big,
watching it. Yeah.
That's a big part of watching movies is watching from start to finish.
If we start it, we're gonna finish it if it's good.
Now.
And it kind of raises your curiosity. And
in our last episode, you said that this movie resonated with you.
Mm-hmm.
What did you mean by that? Or maybe not resonated, but you said it stuck with you. What did you mean by that?
Well, it's just, I mean, maybe it's just because I'm a female.
And a mother.
Yeah. It's kind of like hyper realistic, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Because of what's happening in the movie. It kind of makes you think way in the back of your head. Way in the back of your head that there's somebody out there doing this.
Okay. Okay. So you think that there is people. Okay. So let's give a brief synopsis of the movie. There is a woman. So there is a woman. She is aging. She goes to another woman who makes dumplings out of...
She's a rich woman.
Something special.
A rich woman that has money to burn.
Right. And in this movie... Yeah, forget about the synopsis. So the movie stars people. And... Actually, it does star one person, Bai Ling, who was in the movie The Crow. With Brandon Lee. That's really the only notable person. She has this very special recipe for dumplings.
Anybody that's gotten Chinese food knows that there's dumplings.
I'm going to kill that fucking opal.
Some people, I don't like the dumplings, the pan-fried dumplings, but you love them.
I love them.
You don't necessarily know what's in them, though.
Mm-mm. Could be anything.
Yeah, it could be head cheese.
Which we have discussed before.
Yeah. You just don't know, but you know that you love them.
They are very good.
Or wonton soup. You got that big dumpling in it.
Correct.
I mean, obviously, this is not what Chinese food restaurants are doing. But if you were going to have somebody, like, impose, like...
Speaking of Chinese food, I would really like to try authentic Chinese food. Not like Americanized Chinese food, but like authentic Chinese food. Like the puffer fish or like, you know, the...
They do like the sea cucumber.
Yeah.
And the, like, what is it? The Ouija duck?
Ouija duck? Baloo?
No. It's the thing that they do. They like they harvest it from like down in a river and Mike Rowe did it.
Oh,
gooey duck.
Yeah.
I think that they put on that on sushi.
So, yeah, probably sometime. Yeah, someplace.
And squid. Nah.
You remember that squid I got that one time? Or it was octopus? Was it octopus? It was octopus. Like,
yeah.
Little tiny baby octopus.
Yeah, yeah.
Chewy and gooey and that.
He's eating like frog's legs, which I think are completely disgusting. He got escargot one time when we went to a restaurant and it was like, oh. Really? We're paying all this for this?
Well, we didn't pay for it.
Well, yeah. But no fucking way am I going to pay for snails.
Garlic snails?
Oh my God. No, really no.
Okay. Whatever. But
this is why people become vegetarians.
So Aunt May is famous for her dumplings. Her dumplings are reported to have rejuvenating
qualities
or properties.
And when you see the dumplings, you're kind of like, that looks pretty freaky.
Actually, it looked kind of good until you learn what's in it.
I didn't think that. I just thought that it looked like if you were going to make fake dumplings for like a Chinese food menu. That's what it would look like. The pictures on the menu are always better than what you get.
Because you always order that freaky shit.
I know. I try different things and I shouldn't.
Just stick with what you know.
Yeah, that's right. Caucasian, American, female.
From a small town in Midwestern Michigan.
I have no business even eating Chinese food, let alone critiquing it. So,
Aunt May makes these dumplings that are reported to have these rejuvenating properties. Mrs. Lee.
Doesn't it kind of make you wonder, though? She lives in this shack and she's obviously doesn't have a lot of money. If these dumplings are so famous, why is she living there?
Maybe she's trying to fly under the radar. Like, I mean, when you figure out what's in her dumplings.
Well, right.
It's not like she wants to announce it to the world.
Yeah, but that is the precise thing that happens when people want to blow tons of money on something.
Hey, I mean, you know, if I can sell my nipple juice.
You have nipple juice?
I don't know. I'm just trying to.
I ain't buying that.
I'm just trying to think of something. So, Mrs. Lee.
I have nipples. Can you milk me, Greg?
So, Mrs. Lee, who was an aging actress.
Little engine that could. Meet the parents.
Yeah, everybody. I'm sure everybody's seen it. But so Mrs. Lee is an aging actress who pays a visit to Aunt May to buy some of these dumplings, and as she's eating these dumplings, and you hear this like crunching and this like.
Yeah, there's something crunchy in them. You don't expect that in a dumpling, though.
No, and at this point, obviously in the movie, because this is the very start of the movie, you don't understand exactly what's going on.
Yeah, if you were to bite into like Jimmy Dean sausage, that would be like nothing.
It would be like like a little pork bone. Yeah, or something.
You would just like swallow it down. You wouldn't care. But a dumpling, you expect better from that.
So she pays a visit to Aunt May and she buys some of these dumplings and she eats them down and she's like, oh, this
she's
is
like, this is so gross.
This has got a weird consistency. Yeah. What the fuck's going on? And at the same time, she's married to her husband.
That's fucking insane.
So as you know, doing a podcast is a labor of love. We love you, and you love to listen to us. If you'd like to love us a little more, you can visit our newly created Patreon at patreon.com/XHR podcast and consider maybe donating to the show. You get some cool stuff in return, so it's not for nothing. Or you can visit our Tee Public store, order up a shirt, a mug, a sticker, a magnet, a pillow, a mask, a phone case, you name it. Head on over to our Tee Public store and pick something up for yourself today. The easiest way to get there is to go to our Instagram page, XHR_podcast, click the link tree in the bio, and get to it that way. I'd like to give a very special shout out to our first patron, Mark,
from A Podcast on Elm Street. Thank you, Mark, for being our first
Mr. Lee.
Yeah.
Oh my God. We got it on in the background. Mr. Lee is a player and he's fondling his massage therapist. He's like, you know, touching her leg. And now, granted, this woman or this girl, I don't even know. She's like a 20 something. She's wearing like short shorts. And she's, you know, massaging his feet, massaging his legs. And he's obviously a you know, creepy old dude. And he's like touching her legs and trying to fondle her butt and stuff like that. And Mrs. Lee is up, you know, up in her hotel room. And the reason they're staying in a hotel is because their house is being remodeled. Now,
I watch this and I'm just like fucking pissed off.
Oh, because he's cheating?
Yeah. I mean, he cheated on her.
Right. Several times.
And so she sought out, like...
He didn't find her attractive anymore. And that's why she went to Aunt May to get these dumplings to kind of, like, bring some youth back into her life. She ate these
dumplings and it had, like, an aphrodisiac effect on her. Maybe even pheromones. And he was, like, all over her.
Well, I think the point of the dumplings... is to like give
rejuvenation, her rejuvenation, like vitality,
to give her youth back.
He's such a fucking follower.
You, I mean, obviously, without giving it away right now, you do learn what is in the dumplings and you learn what properties these dumplings have.
Fair enough. But she knows that he's cheating on her.
Correct.
Why in the world would she want to please him sexually knowing that? I would be like, out the door, see ya, bye.
I don't know. I don't know.
So pathetic.
So Aunt May stops
to make her husband love her again. That's fucking stupid.
Aunt May stops by this doctor's office.
She's not even that great looking.
Well, she's got the fake blonde hair.
No, the guy.
Yeah, I know. The fake blonde hair.
That's gray hair.
That's not gray.
Yeah, it is.
That's fucking...
No, it's fucking gray hair.
Colored.
Nah, it's gray hair. They did do his eyebrows, though. It might be a wig. I don't know. They're doing, like... Trust me. They're doing, like, really realistic things with wigs.
So, she stops by this doctor's office to get supplies, in quotation marks. She gets stopped at the airport on her way back to her pad. Mrs. Lee comes back for more dumplings, and she comes back for more dumplings, and she comes back for more dumplings.
Well, she's seen the effect that they have, so she's getting her money's worth.
And
her husband's money's worth.
Yeah. And then this is where you learn that the dumplings actually have a trigger warning.
You know what I fucking hate? On these movies, and I'm just watching this right now, but I've noticed it on other movies when women are like in this like sexy scene and they're wearing like this nightie or negligee, you know that they have a fucking bra underneath it because they're pushing their boobs all up. And in nature, if a woman's wearing a negligee, the boobs are going to hang naturally like they normally would do.
Okay.
I just noticed that. It pissed me off. Real boobs would hang.
All right. So, again, back to the trigger warning. You learn that the dumplings...
I don't care how small you are.
...have aborted fetuses in them. And the best...
Buzzkill. It's allergy season.
Bullshit. Aunt May tells Mrs. Lee that the best aborted fetuses come from or have a 5 to 6 month gestation because that's when they've got the most
late stage, what they would consider. There's a different at that stage they consider it a miscarriage. Beyond that they consider it a stillborn,
right? And so, yeah, this is where the controversy of this movie comes into play. That, I mean, obviously, Aunt May's dumplings contain aborted fetuses.
Yeah, and somehow that makes like an intoxicating.
Somehow it's rejuvenating.
Yeah, it's a pervert detector. And this guy's a pervert.
So, Mr. Lee.
Just watch the movie. You look at him and you're just like, he's an asshole.
It is on Tubi right now. So, yes. It's on Tubi and Vudu for free.
Women will feel like the empathy for the wife, because all she's trying to do is, you know, save her relationship, save her marriage.
Right.
And then she's got her dickhead husband who just dips it in whoever he wants.
Dips it. So, Mr. Lee, obviously, as we've said, is a cheating schmuck. He ends up going away on their 15th anniversary to be with this other woman, this actually the massage therapist. You know, she's asking him like, hey, can you, you know, let's stay back, spend some time with me. You know, it's our anniversary. I got shit to do. I want to do you. So on and so forth. You kind of learn. I mean, obviously there's been a history in China that there's a one child per family rule.
And it usually had to be a male. If it wasn't a male, females would be.
Correct. And this is why there's so many aborted fetuses.
It's like kind of like economy-wise, they're using this as a resource.
Yes, exactly. Yes, because she collects the fetuses from the abortion clinics and then uses them to obviously make her dumplings.
It's just like how placentas are kept. So that they can make like shampoo and
shakes.
Yeah, shakes. Plant a tree with it. I don't know.
I've heard that too. Yeah. Yeah. The planting of the tree.
I've never seen a placenta. I'm sure you've seen them.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty gross.
Like we said, though, well, with Nash, I mean, it looked like chocolate pudding.
Chocolate pudding?
Yeah.
We always said the strawberry pie from Big Boy.
So, yeah, there's the one child rule in China, which is the reason that there's so many aborted fetuses. You know, it's just one of those things that's been going on in China because the population is so big and the country is obviously only so big that the government has imposed this one child rule. A 15-year-old comes into Aunt May's for an abortion because you actually do learn that Aunt May was once a doctor. And
spoiler alert.
Yes. So this 15-year-old comes in and you do learn that she was raped by her father, which is the reason. I mean, not only is she 15, but she was raped by her father, and that's why she wants the abortion. So Mrs. Lee catches Mr. Lee cheating. She ends up smashing his balut eggs. Now, if you know what a balut egg is.
Well, you've seen Survivor.
Correct.
The early Survivors. They don't do it anymore. Yeah,
that's such a cop out. But yes, a balut egg is a partially fertilized egg. Or the egg is fertilized, I'm sorry. So it actually has like a duck or a chicken embryo in it. And then they marinate it in this sauce or something.
Probably like.
And.
In chicken stock, maybe. I don't know. I
don't know what they marinated in, but yes, when you crack the shell, the fetus of the chicken or duck is actually in the egg, and then you eat the thing raw.
The chicken fetus.
Yes, the chicken or duck fetus.
It's a delicacy.
Raw. It is a delicacy. And obviously this is in, you know, like Asian and like Philippines and Taiwan or Asian countries. So Aunt May ends up performing the abortion on the 15-year-old girl. Mrs. Lee comes back and she catches Aunt May not performing the abortion, but preparing the fetus for the dumplings. And apparently the fetus was at the 5 to 6 month point where.
That's when they get the best goods.
That, yes. Like the, like. Protein to whatever ratio was just perfect, according to Aunt May. So, of course,
Mrs. Lee freaks. She runs off, and then she comes up back a little bit later, and she's like, okay, you know, like, fuck it. Give me this thing. Yeah, I want the dumplings with the 5 to 6 month-year-old fetus.
And she doesn't even care at this point because it's improving her marriage.
Well, in yes.
In her head.
Even though the guy's a cheating dick.
Yeah. In her head, she thinks that she's finally got her husband back.
So, as Aunt May is breaking down this 5 to 6 month-year-old fetus, Aunt May and Mrs. Lee are taking a look at this fetus on, like, a, you know, a plate or whatever.
Did we mention that Aunt May is actually, like, super old, but she has been eating?
She's older. I don't think they ever specify how old she is.
They do say that she has been partaking, and I think they do. They do say that she's this old, and they are like, you don't look that old.
Well, not anymore, because she's been eating the fetuses. The fetus dumplings. But anyway, they...
I think she says she's like in her 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. I don't know.
Wait, Aunt May or Mrs. Lee?
Aunt May.
Oh, yeah. That comes a little bit later.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Getting ahead of myself.
So as Aunt May is preparing this 5 to 6 month-year-old fetus, Mrs. Lee comes back and they're making fun of the fetus's penis. So they're making fun of a fetus penis.
That just seems not right.
It is very not right. So at this point, Mr. Lee breaks his leg. And
so sorry.
He calls his wife, and his wife comes running to him. Now, obviously,
where's his little tramp?
They never tell. But his wife comes running to him.
Of course, that's how it goes.
To protect him and baby him and make him feel like a woman and
make him feel like a woman. I don't think that's what she was doing.
It was because, I mean, he was like, you know, she was all over him and she's like basically throwing him.
If a woman is the aggressor, they're trying to make a man feel like a woman.
I don't know.
Nah.
I'm simply saying.
No, you're wrong.
So, but she is all over him, trying to get him to, like, accept her and take her back. Man, I feel like a woman. Who was that? Shania Twain?
Shania, yeah.
You know what I'm getting at. I'm just fucking around. So the 15-year-old now is on this bus, and she's heading home from, I guess, Aunt May's house, and...
She's had her
abortion.
Backstreet, unsupervised, non-surgical abortion.
Unregulated. And you see this blood, like, leaking out of her. And, I mean, you know, there's no, like, graphic detail of, like, where it's coming from. But you see the blood just, like, running off of the bus seat. And her mom get off the bus. And a couple of dudes get on the bus and they sit down, and like the one guy sits down, he sits down and he's like, oh, you know, like, oh, something's warm on the bus. And it turns out it's the blood from this 15-year-old girl, which is a little disturbing.
Sick.
It's sick.
It's sick.
So, Mrs. Lee has a dinner party at this point. Like, she's got like 6 or 8 people sitting around this dinner table. And they're all complete. I mean, they're, you know, they're enjoying their time and they're having a good time. And then they kind of like, they start complaining. Like, oh, something smells fishy. And
she smells herself. She's like, kind of like, it only started when she went to the table.
Right.
So she started to smell herself, and then she realized that it was her that stunk.
Right. And she's got like this rash appearing. So she's sitting at this dinner table and she's got all her guests around her, and she notices that like she's got these lesions on her neck and lesions on her arm and something smells fishy. And all the guests are complaining that there's something fishy going on. So she goes into the bathroom real quick and she's like throwing all this like potpourri and whatever into the tub, and she goes and she takes a bath. I don't get it. But
So Mr. Lee kind of realizes what's going on, and he ends up going to Aunt May's house for the dumplings, and somehow he convinces Aunt May to have sex. So, I mean, that's exactly what they do. And as he's doing her, he notices a picture on the wall from Aunt May's house that says that Aunt May was like 67 years old or whatever. And so he notices that there's this picture on the wall that says like Aunt May is 67 years old. So he like freaks out. And even though she looks 30, and Mrs. Lee ends up going to the doctor, and she spies that Mr. Lee's mistress is pregnant, Mrs. Lee calls the cops. sorry, a little bit of a screw up. Let's see, Mr. Lee goes to Aunt May for dumplings.
But you don't hide it.
Huh?
But you don't hide it.
So yeah, Mrs. Lee finds out that Mr. Lee's mistress is pregnant. She calls the cops to arrive to the apartment of the 15-year-old, and you find out that the mother has stabbed the dad because he got her pregnant, and Mrs. Lee calls the cops on Aunt May to kind of turn her in for what was going on with the dumplings. So Aunt May runs off. Mrs. Lee confronts the mistress and says that she'll pay for the abortion, but she wants to watch it, and she wants to keep the fetus that is aborted. So now Aunt May is now a drifter. Mrs. Lee takes the fetus for the dumplings, and this is from the mistress, and she hacks it up. There's a little splash of blood, and then the credits roll. So
you can tell it's in the recipe for the next batch.
Right, exactly. Yeah, that was the movie. It was, well, what did you think about this one?
Huh?
What did you think? Yeah, what did you think about this one?
Give it on what scale?
Just overall, what did you think about the movie?
4 out of 5.
We do our scale out of 10. You're a little distracted?
Yeah, a little.
Yeah? Okay. So, out of 10, what would you give it?
I would give it a 6.
A 6. Okay. And then the gore score?
Gore score? 2.
Only a 2? Okay. I think I'm pretty much right on par with you. I'll give it a 7 overall and a 3 on the gore score. There's not really a lot of blood and violence in this movie. Now, I will say this, Kark, I thank you for picking a better movie than Baskin. This movie was definitely better than Baskin.
We thoroughly enjoyed it.
And Nancy did say, like she said in the last episode, that this one kind of stuck with her a little bit more than Baskin did. So overall, yeah, I got to say you did a better job on this one than you did with Baskin. So thank you for that.
Thanks, Kurt.
I don't think that'll ever get old, calling him Kirk. But yeah, I mean, yeah, this movie, it's one of those movies that like you've probably heard about quite a bit. I mean, or horror fans anyway have heard about this movie. So
are you kidding me?
I think a lot of horror fans have heard about this movie, but it's not one of those movies that's like overly talked about. But yeah, again, it is free on Tubi. It is free on Vudu. If you have Vudu, with, you know, minor commercial breaks, but yeah, so I don't know, much better job on this one, Kirk, than on the last one. This one, I think stuck a little bit more with Nancy, and maybe it's because she's a mother. I'm not quite sure, but
maybe that's like 40% of it.
Yeah, you think so? So, thank you, Kirk, yeah, for picking this movie. And we would also like to thank each and every listener out there. If you are listening, you can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, all the major podcast platforms. If you are listening on Spotify, it would be mighty awesome if you would give us that 5-star rating. And if you're a podcaster and you'd like us to check out your show, please feel free to hit us up, and you know, I will listen and rate you guys as well. If you're on Apple Podcasts, that would be cool if you rated and reviewed us. But you can find us on XHR_podcast on Spotify. Fuck. You can find us on Instagram at XHR_podcast. You can find us at Extreme Horror Replay Podcast on all the major podcast platforms.
We're not Extreme Horror Podcast. Mind you.
We do have a Patreon, and if you subscribe to that Patreon, you get some school... Fuck me. You get some cool stuff in return. You get some stickers, you get to submit your Would You Rather, you get to pick a movie once a month or every other month, you get a cool t-shirt, etc., etc. We do have a TeePublic that you can buy some swag from there, mugs, hats, shirts, you know, you name it. And so we just want you to listen. Most importantly, telling a friend and rating us. If you don't want to support the Patreon, that's totally cool. But at least tell a friend and maybe rate us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. That would be most excellent. So Nancy's been a little distracted watching the movie. I think that's about it. So for Extreme Horror Replay, I have been Ben. Be good to each other and stay safe. And to my lovely wife, I will hand the mic over to her to say...
Bye, Al.
All right, guys, take care until next week, and we will talk to you next time. Be good.